Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, what's going on, y'all, man? It's your boy at Barb Chair Scott here with F Flow Zandolini. This is episode 273 of 79th and Hallis. We are here from the Ford Field Media Room, man. This is going to be about probably 20, 30 minute pod. It's not too much to talk about when you got blowout. Like, I'm going
to
be real.
You know, it's like when it comes like to dealing with going like in a locker room, why do I want to go there and talk about what I already know, which is we got punched in the mouth, we got to fight back, and that's not working.
Well, that's so like, all athlete answers are the same.
That's a bar.
It don't matter the sport.
Right. All athlete answers are the same, especially after a loss. After a win, they become poets, comedians, and philosophers.
When they win, go back and watch a Michael Jordan interview. See how many times he says the game of basketball. And when LeBron loses, go back and listen how many times he said this league.
This league, right. Yeah, it's just a part of it. And so I think I'm struggling even to say, what can I think about talking about? But I mean, if we're going over our, we're going to the same direction our video did. One, let's just talk about the facts. They lost by 30 points.
30 points. It was never close, really. Well, in the first couple minutes, when it was seven. No, the first quarter was close.
The first half was close.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
The first half was a tight game against a team that's clearly better.
Yeah.
And a team that's improving and rebuilding.
Top three team who's going to be legit contending for the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah. I got a caveat.
In NFC.
Right. Okay, there you go. I got a caveat about them that we won't talk.
We can say that on here, too.
I don't want to say it just yet.
Okay.
All in all, I will say that there is nothing really crazy with the game that I think would make me feel, oh, man, this is the end.
Yeah.
There's nothing good can come from here. It's just going to go all downhill. No. What I do realize is that this is a rebuilding team. And a rebuilding team is going to take some time to get to where you want them to be. I saw some positive things, and they were all in the first half. The second half was just completely negative. And that's kind of what it is. But this is not the sky is falling just yet.
Yeah, it's not falling just yet. I think it's very hard to say the sky is falling for a team that wasn't projected to make the playoffs.
Right.
If Detroit loses this game, the sky is falling.
Right.
Everybody is panicking.
Right.
Because Detroit Tigers are looking like they're going to be a first round exit.
Right.
And what the Pistons got a good team too. But, you know, like, this is the team in Detroit right now, the Lions.
Right.
They could not afford to lose this game with the Green Bay Packers being 2-0 and looking like they're going to start off 4 or 5-0 as well. So this was a big game for them. And on top of all that, you know, we talk about media narratives and stuff like that. Everybody was talking about when they got blown out, not really blown out, but when they lost to the Packers last week, that, oh, they needed Ben Johnson. Where's Ben Johnson? Where's Aaron Glenn? The defense didn't look the same without Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson are 0-2 right now. So, if you're Detroit, and especially if you're Dan Campbell, like, I feel Dan Campbell, if he was running up the score, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like he went nice on the Bears. This could have been
sure.
a game where they scored 60-plus points.
I think they could have scored it well.
Yeah,
to a point where I'm like, he couldn't score more.
Yeah, somebody asked about running. I don't think they ran the score. I thought he was being nice to his colleague, to be completely honest with you.
It's just an interesting, not narrative, but interesting conversation, like, with Lions fans who clearly have some animosity towards
him. Yeah, they were upset. And like I said, fair play to them. Fair play to Lions fans. I know I told y'all grow up in the on-field video, but I was kind of hot. I've taken some time. I probably still wouldn't have did them things, but
right.
I understand. Especially when you're Detroit Lions, where this is like their biggest – like era in the history of the franchise, really, and they feel like, oh, Ben's one of ours, you know
right.
what I'm saying? And you go on to, you know, it's funny, even though they've been kicking the Bears' ass the last couple of years, I don't think the Bears look at them as like we look at the Packers.
No.
You know, except we're just looking at the history of the Bears.
Right.
So I feel like they're still the little bro thing, even though the Bears are terrible. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So they take it to more of as, oh, we built this culture together, and you just going to go over there to them?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's what they feel like. So I understand that. And, you know, I don't think Ben you know, I know somebody argued with us in the comments, said anything bad about the team or Dan Campbell or anything like that. And I think there's still love between the sides, but it's football, right. So there's competition. Right. So for the Lions, this is a massive win for them because now right. they can go on and say, okay, let's try to get together. And, you know, but the bad thing, they took that loss of pack, but this is not about them. For the Bears, I think the problem here for the Bears is you got to look at the inside of right. this. And it's like building a house.
Right.
And you might have a nice living room, that right. living room being Caleb and Rome.
Right.
I think it looked better today. Caleb had an interception, which was basically a punt, which right. was not great.
Right.
But the accuracy was better than it was on Monday.
Right.
And so there's steps. I know people don't want to hit that
right.
in a game that you lose by 31 points.
Right.
I understand. But you're going to have to look at it like that, where you're grading each game. He looked better than he did last week. And especially when his offensive line went back to the ways they had last year and not giving them time to throw the ball.
Right. I think they gave up zero sacks in the first half, yeah. I remember. But that second half, they gave up four.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I was going back looking at the Packers and the Lions game, and the big difference that stood out for the vast majority of that game was 27-7.
Yeah.
And it's a late touchdown against them, 13. But for that game, they never sacked Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Zero sacks. Jared Goff got sacked four times. It is a repeat in this game. Bears never sacked.
And I don't know about you, Aiden Hutchinson still looks hurt to me.
Yeah. Bears, he just doesn't look the same. But I will say, Bears never sacked Jared Goff in this game. They had one.
And one that got taken back out. From Sweat.
Right.
By the way, Montez Sweat, top 10 paid defensive lineman in the NFL.
And so you get to ask yourself, where is the –
the problem is the general manager.
Yeah.
And we got to say it. This is something that we've been saying on this podcast since he got hired.
Right.
And you're seeing it right now. And I said this when we were coming back from upstairs. I think Ryan Poles and the Bears were trying to fight a rebuild.
Right.
You got to embrace a rebuild.
Right.
Now, the NFL, rebuilds don't take as long.
Right.
The NBA, Major League Baseball,
right.
that's at least 5 years.
It would sound crazy, but – what I'm thinking should happen is once you get near, like, that end of that trade deadline, I just start selling.
Well, it depends what the record is.
True.
If the,
well,
you get
well, let's,
to,
let's assume they're still not where they need to be. I would just say, just start
flying like
them
this.
Off.
Yeah, if you get to the deadline, which is first week in November, if I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm.
you get to the deadline and you got two wins,
right.
something like that. I'm selling assets like Michael Jackson. I'm who won Montez Sweat?
Right.
Who won Jalen Johnson?
Right.
Like you and then, but that here's the messed up part though. But you still got a general manager who can't draft. Like that's the problem. Like
right.
the issue here. I feel like the quick fix will be something. Oh, you just let them go at the end of the season, which they probably should have did.
Right.
At the beginning of last season, but that's why the Bears are stuck in the circle of shit because
right.
what you should have did last year. If you were going to draft your rookie quarterback, you come in with Ben Johnson or whoever and pair him up right there. And now you're in a circle. Because let's just say Kevin Warren do wake up one day and say, oh, I don't care. We just gave him an extension. Brian Poles ain't it. Now you got a general manager come in who didn't hire Ben. And if it doesn't go the way that Ben wants it to go, the general manager's going to be like, oh, well, what are we going to do with Ben? It's a circle.
Right.
Circle. You got to get out of the circle.
Right.
So the best, like, I want to sit up here and say, oh, embrace the rebuild, like I just said. But he look at his two draft picks. They weren't on the field. Did you see Colston Loveland? Matter of fact, did you see any tight ends? I didn't see Cole Kmet be used. And that's not even a Ryan Poles problem right here. I don't know why Ben didn't use him.
I have a theory.
Go ahead.
So, for instance, on an on-field video, I said, I'm not down now, the sky's not falling. And then I just came to the realization that, okay, you're going to play the coach music when I say it.
Okay.
I know what it's like to
oh,
go through
go.
A rebuild. Let's go to the Keery High
School.
Let's
go to Keery High School. We set the foundation for the
Keery High School
championship.
Condor. This is, if you're listening, no, I'm not stupid. Professional football is nothing like high school football.
Y'all set the foundation for the 2010 city championship.
Low-key, crazy. But what ended up happening was, you remember the previous coach.
Yeah.
Ace Avito.
Yeah, Ace.
And he was the coach for the Keery for, I don't know,
a
decades.
Long time. Like, to the point
decades.
He would be that reel you put on Instagram about coach being substitute. I remember Ace being my substitute.
Right.
Yeah.
Coach was, you know, Ace was a solid dude, ass coach.
Yeah.
We get a new coach, Coach LeBlanc. Coach
yeah.
LeBlanc is
coach
a
LeBlanc.
City champion. You can never take that away from him. They hadn't had
was
that,
it
like.
Was two time or just one time?
Just one time, because I think when he left, there was a different coach.
Yeah, yeah, it was 2010.
Because he went to Oswego. But I say this to say, when he came in that first year, it's a complete rebuild. things are revamping, things are changing. It took a long time. We started 0-3. Yeah. Offense looked terrible. And then we found, oh, this is what we want. And so what I think he's doing, Ben Johnson, is I think he is – you're going through a process of, like, installing where the pieces you want. Last week he said, oh, you know, they knew they were going to be running and be pass blocking more. I was like, what? Why would they be pass blocking? I realized it was intentional. It seems like he is developing his system slowly
slowly. Yeah.
And then I've noticed the morale of both him and Caleb.
It was much more upbeat than I thought. Especially Caleb.
When you get blown out.
I feel like Caleb had a y'all lost demeanor.
No, it's like, again, coach music plays. Yeah. Nikhil, I don't know if – is Nikhil going to edit this?
Yes, Nikhil's
going to edit this. Nikhil, I doubt you're listening this far. But if you do listen this far,
put some coach music on something.
Play some Friday Night Lights music right now. But
what minute mark are we? I can tell.
This is – we are at the 10-minute, 24-minute mark. So he needs to start back around 10:15.
I'm going to text him when we're done. Go ahead.
When you're dealing with the install, when you're trying to figure out, you're going to go through different ways. Like, okay, here's what we do good, here's what we do good, here's what we don't. And the last game, they got three targets. This game, within a starting offense, they got one target. Colston Love got another target when Tyson Bajan was
Burton
in. Which,
one target.
Very nasty wording. Caleb is taken out for Bajan. I'm like, that's nasty.
That was a nasty question.
Nasty wording. And then when you, on top of that, what did you see that makes you think it's time to take the
points in the fourth quarter. You think he's like, oh, he ain't got it.
Right. It's over.
Throwing burger meat.
You know, but I said to say they're going through an install. They're figuring out. I love the way they.
I got a question to what you're saying, though.
Okay.
Do you think that this is a. That Ben is finally – it's finally hitting Ben that this is going to be a bigger task than he thought it was going to be.
I think he knew that.
You don't think that? Okay, now here's a – this is what I said on our –
I mean, I'm looking at – like, I'm even just looking, reminiscing. I mean, within the last seven meetings, the Bears have lost five times.
Against the Lions.
No, sorry, they lost six times. The only win that they had –
was the game that saved Matt Nagy's job.
Yeah. No, this is 2023. This is December 10th, 2023.
Yeah.
Right. That is the last time in the Bears.
That was a seven-win season. We thought that was an up and up right
the
there.
The Bears actually could have made the playoffs. Right. Bears won 28-13.
Yeah, I remember that game.
The next game was close.
Was that the Justin hands in the air game?
Yeah. The next game was close, 23-20, and then the last two have been blowouts, 34-17, 52-21. And so I say that to say they are going through a period right now where – they're trying to figure it out. They don't understand it. And so I'm not as down on it because when I asked him that exact question, he was like, it's football.
I actually feel a lot better at the pod than doing it.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I said this when we did our season preview show, I'm not going to hold you. Ben's press conference before the season started, like the first official week one press conference,
right,
was very interesting to me because he gave off the demeanor that I don't think this team's ready right now.
Right.
Like, I feel like we needed more time. And I feel like that from the last two, 3 weeks of camp, too,
right,
where I just feel like I don't think camp went as smoothly as he thought it was going to be.
Right.
And I don't think it's yet time to adjust expectations.
Right.
These next two games are going to tell me a lot. Where they go heading into the bye, you know what I'm saying, before the Monday night matchup against Jaden Daniels and the Commanders.
Right.
That's going to tell me a lot. If you go into the bye, you're 1-3 or even worse, 0-4.
Right.
Yes. Adjust your expectations.
Right.
They can still be 2-2 after four. I'm not putting no money on that.
Right.
Because I think the defense is just that bad.
Right.
But – It's. I feel like it's going to take a minute, but I just feel like in order to make this team actually good, though, there's just so many holes, and my concern is that the general manager doesn't know how to fill it. You know, the offensive line. I don't know what Braxton Jones. Yeah, that was crazy.
No, it's not what I'm talking about. I got a hot take.
Go ahead.
I have the hottest of hot takes.
I'm ready for it.
The offensive rebuild is done.
It's not done.
That hot. It's done. The offensive.
Did you see the offensive line?
The offensive rebuild is done. They're going to have probably – the offensive line was actually very good in that first half.
As a Bears fan, I get disrespected when I see bad defense.
For sure.
That should be the bare minimum.
So the offensive rebuild is done. The defensive rebuild has just begun. If you're a smart GM, you have to realize we're going to have to sell everybody.
What is it?
Probably not. But if you're smart, I think the only players I'm keeping, for sure, Jalen. Jalen Johnson has to be kept. When was his extension?
He just got re-signed last year.
So you keep him – I don't know Kyler's situation.
TJ's on an extension, too, but it's only 2 years, though.
Again, TJ's also personal.
See, Kyler got the same – you know, Kyler get away with murder sometimes. And I'm going to say that because he get – everybody kills Jaquan for not playing. Kyler missed the same amount of time.
Yeah.
With hamstring.
Right.
It's the same thing. Jaquan get concussions. Kyler always gets hamstring problems.
Here's the thing is that I can't speak for concussions, but I know hamstrings are just brutal. It just happens.
I mean, concussions are brutal.
Well, they're all brutal. I guess I can't say
anything. He got 3 and 4 years. That's not good.
You know, we're dealing with the fact that Kyler played 14 games his first year, 7 his next year, 14 again.
He played 14 last year?
Played 14 games.
It did not feel like it. How many games has Jaquan played?
Jaquan Briscoe has played, I'm sure, far less.
Last year, he didn't even make the London trip. He didn't play after that. He played 3 games last year, I think it was. 3 or 4.
Well, you know, it's health and safety. You know how it is.
No, I get that. I'm just.
But So he has not played. His first 2 years, 15 and 15.
Did not know that.
15 starts, 15 games both years. Next year, 5. So it could have just been it was a down year for him.
Yeah, maybe.
Kyler, however.
Well, he got. It was a down year. He just got hit.
I mean, down in terms of amount of games.
I got you. Okay.
So him and Kyler are on the same situation where they both had a year where they played not a lot of games. So that being said, those are the two that I would keep. I'm not mad at Jaquan, but he's also not a guy that I'm just going to be like, oh, we got to keep. The only people I'm keeping.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The only people that I'm keeping are those two people.
Yeah, like your building blocks for the defense.
Right.
D-line got hit revamped, bro. There's no pressure, bro. Like, it's bad.
What's
bro.
Montez's contract?
He is a top 10 paid defensive lineman in the NFL, and I think he's in the top 5. He's making almost $100 million because his first season in 2023 – that was when he was – but they got him from Washington. He had 12 sacks that year, 6 with Washington, 6 with the Bears. And then Poles gave him, I think it was 5 years, $100 million. So he's in year 3 of that.
Right.
Or maybe year 2 because that was an extension. So he was still on the Washington money. So he's in year 2 of that contract. So
– 4 year, $98 million.
And he's not
– 62 guaranteed.
Oh, my God. Look, Montez Sweat is not a bad player, but he's like what Stringer Bell said on the wire. 40-degree day.
40-degree.
Like, there's no pressure. If you get paid $100 million, I should be seeing you come around the corner all the time. When I watch the Packers game, obviously I'm not comparing them to this dude, but you see Micah.
Right.
And Micah is on a snap count.
Right.
With Aiden Hutchinson, you see him.
Right.
You see Myles Garrett. If you're getting paid in that, I need to hear your name all the time.
Right.
We know what top defensive linemen look like. We don't know how quarterbacks look like in Chicago. We know what defensive linemen look like. I remember when they traded for Khalil Mack.
Right.
Khalil, even on a bad day, he's got, a sack or two. When the last time Montez had a sack? It's been a minute. So you keep paying these guys, and it's like Poles gets a guy, he has a fake decent season, and then he won't pay him again. There's no reason why you give Cairo Santos $10 million. And drafting a punter in the 4th round who can't even get it past the 50-yard line? What are we doing?
The Bears cannot afford another
You can't
draft.
Afford that stuff. Like, and I just want to say this real quick.
Right.
We sit up here, and yes, Ryan Pace was not good at his job.
Right.
But you know what Ryan Pace did do? He drafted 7 Pro Bowlers and 2 All-Pros. You know what he also did? He traded for Khalil Mack. He also, he had some losing. He was bad. But that bad came with a division title and 2 playoff appearances. Okay. This is not good. And
meanwhile, I think under Poles, it's 3-17.
They have not won more than 7 games.
3-17 versus NFC North.
Yes, you have lost 12 of your last 13 games since we went to London about 10 months ago, right?
Right.
Since we came back from Heathrow Airport, they have won 1 game, and now it's getting to the point where these young players, all they know is losing. That's got to snap out. So now you're finna see Ben Johnson finna really earn that 30, 40 million, whatever he's making.
Right.
Because now you got to fix it because nobody's going anywhere for
fix
them.
Fix it.
Yeah, in the words of Janet Jackson on Why Did I Get Married, fix it. Because you're not going anywhere. Like, Poles got an extension. All these guys got extensions. Caleb's not going anywhere.
Right.
Especially you see these bums playing in college football right now. You want Arch Manning? No. I'd rather go out there and play quarterback right there. Like you got to work it right now. So the Bears are in a situation where when they get back to the crib, watch some real football on Monday, on Sunday Night Football, and the 2 Monday Night Football games tomorrow, and then you sit down and say, how are we going to fix this? We got Dakota Rain Prescott coming into Soldier Field on Sunday.
Right.
You cannot have him look like 92 Troy Aikman.
No.
So you got to go in there, shut them down, go to Vegas. I like Geno and them. But Geno will give you a crap game.
Right.
So you need to go out there, get them to go to bye week with some momentum before Jalen work y'all on Monday Night Football.
Right.
But at least going there with 2-2. You right. cannot keep this going, because then you'll be looking at the same thing we had last year, and then that's not good.
Right. Yeah. No, I am the same way, is that there are specific – I think the biggest thing for them now is that when you have these two upcoming – as winnable as you can get in a professional sports league.
This is as winnable as going to get on the schedule.
Right. You have to take advantage of it.
Because I think the only – if there's probably only four winnable games on the schedule right now. These right. two, the Giants and the Saints.
Right.
And even that Giants defense is going to feast.
Right. You know, I'm still looking at the quarterback was pulled for Tyson. I'm like, that's
come on now. Come on, guys. Come on, guys.
It's nasty work.
Come on, guys. Look, what I need to not see this week. I saw a lot of nonsense last week.
It's literally the game is a 30-point blowout.
The most lazy
thing. Why do you
want
your starter to get hurt?
The most lazy thing you can do in sports is blame the quarterback for everything. Was Caleb out there letting Amon-Ra St. Brown twerk? No, that was Tyree Stevenson. And this I knew that Tyree Stevenson really is. Did you hear what they asked Al Harris last week? And they said, can you highlight some things that Tyree didn't do as well? That did well? He said, none of us did nothing well. I was like, that's all I need to know right there. Now, Tyree started really, really good. And he's ever since that, oh, my God, the Hail Mary thing, everything I think about it, still just what were you doing? It's gotten worse. He got worked. He got undressed consistently. Like, J-Mo was out there.
And the funny thing is,
J-Mo out there getting cardio.
The Lions, their offense runs through the play action.
Yes.
You know, it is – the play action is the primary thing. I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, that first drive, it had been four play action plays.
Bro, you know the Harlem Globetrotters music?
Yeah.
That's what Jared Goff had every time he snapped the ball. Who am I going to throw to today? That was a stat padding game. He was like, I'm getting all my stats this week.
And so that vast majority is just play action, and they were just getting beaten normally during that time. Like, I know I've seen Jared Goff play. When you condense that pocket, he has to roll out.
He's not in his face, he's going to give it to you.
You know what I'm saying? You know, if you don't put heat in his face.
No, I'm talking about, throw it to you, like intercepting.
Right.
Yeah.
My thought is that if you put literal heat in his face, like if you actually condense that pocket, the ball's going to get thrown to you. You're going to get some sacks. He's not great on the run. But the thing is, when you don't get any sacks, this is what happens. So this is it's a part of the process. I'm not tripping just yet. We'll just have to see where it goes from here. And that's the tough reality.
That's the tough reality. And also, you know, Bears fans, you know, we're going to get upset, but let's cut the shit. You're going to be here next Sunday.
It's like Bears fans deserve so much better. I'm like,
do
we?
I was like, I don't know.
You know, it's like, yeah. But
when I see comments like, oh, Rome's not great. Did you watch the football game?
Like, so we drafted him to be the superstar. No, we drafted him to be number two next to DJ Moore. They drafted him next to be number two next to DJ Moore. And in this game, he has seven receptions, 128 yards, two touchdowns.
That looks like a Jettas stat line to me. I don't know about y'all.
And on the year, Rome has 13 receptions, near 200 yards, three touchdowns. What more do you want?
Joe Burrow is believed to have turf toe with torn ligaments.
Yeah. And so I say that to say, I think, you know, because we're nearing our 23-minute mark, as we told you, we give you 20 to 30 minutes. The only positives, the first half I thought was well managed offensively. Second half, mistakes, terrible field position, killed anything that was available. And that was it. And on top of that, by the fourth quarter, the game was out of reach. No reason to, it's whatever.
Yeah. And can I just say this while we're on it? That call at halftime was the worst thing ever. I've seen some bad calls. Now, I understand they tried to give an explanation. The explanation was stupid.
Right.
Because when the knee went down, there was 6 seconds left. I don't know where the 16 seconds thing came from.
Their thought was they called it out of bounds. And so I guess it didn't give the Lions enough chance to hurry up and huddle to there. But then they said it was in bounds. And so by the time that happened, and there was a clock operation issue, by the time that happened, it screwed up the operation for the Lions. But the answer would be 6 seconds, clock moving.
Right.
Snap the ball. Not to give them an untimed down.
Right,
when he
exactly.
was clearly – not untimed, but not to give him a clock stoppage. It's clearly in bounds.
Yeah, and they had no more timeouts left.
Which is why I struggle with the under 2 minutes, no coaches challenge. I don't agree with that.
No, it shouldn't.
Because I think if that's the case, close plays should be automatically, not replay assist. I mean, automatically, let's go under the hood and review it. So it's early.
I just want to say this, though. Before I do believe we need to have more account because it's not just with the Bears.
Right.
Officiating the NFL is terrible. I feel like officials should have to speak to the media when you have shitty calls.
Right.
Because you can't have the players who put their blood, sweat, and tears online in these games. The coaches who spend all these hours game planning and all that game planning and work.
Just saw Saquon Barkley just stiff arm somebody to hell. Sorry.
You can't have all these people, coaches put all this work, players put all the plan, and then all that shit can get wiped out from a bad play call. But if they say something bad about the refs, they get fined.
Right.
There should be accountability for that, too, when it comes to this. I don't like how the NFL just – it was just a terrible call. And I feel like – and not to say that that's the reason they lost. Obviously, no. The reason they lost is because of defense. Like, they were getting shredded.
Right.
And if Tyreek was looking at the wide receiver, they still wouldn't have gave him a touchdown on that fourth down anyway. So – yeah, it was just bad. This is just a bad day at the office. You know, one thing about the NFL season, it'll bring you down to your knees very quickly. Very, very quickly. We're week two, and we already, people been asking me why I started watching soccer. Because of this, okay? This is why.
Yeah.
This is why. So, turning the page as we wrap this episode up. Getting Dallas comes in here. Of course, me and Dante will be doing the preview pod this week because Mikey's not going to be on here the next 2 weeks because he got some work stuff. So me and Dante will be previewing on Thursday. But short term, as we wrap this up, Dallas coming in town. Tom Brady's coming in town because it's the NFL game of the week on Fox. What should be the goal this week? Obviously the win, but.
The goal this week, it's ironic because I thought that the running game for the Bears was actually pretty good. DeAndre Swift was 5.3 a carry, but once they got down, they couldn't run.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing, and it's really a Magic Johnson level analysis, don't get down big early.
And Ben, I'm gonna need you to switch it up, brother. Use other throw Colston in there, bro.
There were switches this game that I did like. It's clear he's not ready to implement the tight ends well.
I don't believe he trusts them.
What'd you say?
I don't believe. Remember, you used to talk about, I trust these people, da da da. Right. But he said he trusts Cole. It didn't feel like he did because he ain't throw to him outside of that one time.
Right.
And DeAndre Swift is not an every down back. You know that from when you was in Detroit.
Right.
Which obviously isn't your problem. It's the general manager's problem for signing him 20 seconds in a free agency a year and a half ago, which was nuts.
Right.
And you got to. I didn't see Roshan one time. He off.
Right.
Use my non-guy.
I'm going to expect it to change because, Sam LaPorta the last 2 years was getting 700-plus yards, six, seven-plus TDs. So I'm expecting that to change. It's just – it's clearly what, it seems exactly what it is. It is a really ramp up in progress. It's kind of like a lazy answer, but it's the truth. So the best thing I can say is that I'm expecting it to come along, to change, to get better. As of right now, they're just not ready at that period yet. But I like what I saw from both Caleb and Ben after the game. And it's, again, the bar is in hell.
Yeah, it's coach speak, it's quarterback speech, but
it just seems like
they could have came in like, yo.
And then Caleb, he said he believes in us. I'm like, did a coach never tell you that? Did that not happen?
Coach never tell you what?
He was like, it was something really, really powerful he said after the game. Was like, he still believes in us. And I'm
do you know who was employed by this team a year ago?
That's true.
As long as we got to believe in each other.
Oh, God.
It was ridiculous, man. Yeah, when you look at, everything going on, just the way they fumbled this whole thing, man, and the system – it's not set up for these guys to succeed, and that's why I laugh when people say, oh, you should have drafted this quarterback, you should have drafted this quarterback. If you think Jaden Daniels will be great in this that he has, you are out of your mind. Okay.
Yeah.
It is we keep Bears fans, they keep focusing on everything but the root of the problem. You can't fix a house if the foundation is crappy.
Fool me once, shame on you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta fix the foundation, bro.
Yeah.
That's the issue. Like, you keep throwing, and that's how we got to this place right now, because the general manager thought, that's another thing I was gonna say. He thought it was all Justin Fields' fault.
Yeah.
Which anybody with eyes knew that, Justin was obviously not helping.
Right.
But you didn't help him whatsoever. And then the rest of this team has issues. You can't just – it's like putting cologne on you when you musty. You got to take a shower, bro. Like, the Bears got to take a shower. That's exactly what it is. So it's just – it's irritating. It's depressing, which – well, I always say if you're a Bears fan, I feel like a lot of Bears fans only watch the Bears. And that is a sad way to go through life.
Yeah,
I like football, so I watch all games because my football team doesn't like to give me joy, so I watch other teams. So that's what I would say. Cowboys coming up, I won't say I expect them to win. I don't expect anything anymore. But they need to win this game. This is a must-win for them. I'm not really worried about the offense. I think the offense is going to look better and better each week, in increments. But this defense, man. You're going to be out with two of your best players, I believe, for the next 4 to 6 weeks. So you DA got to figure something out.
Yeah.
So that's just pretty much where I'm at with it, man. Anything else before we wrap this up? So when you're listening to this, it'll be Monday morning, which means I'm not going to hold you. Be live streaming. We'll talk about that in more uncut detail. And I can say words that I can't say in the NFL media room right now. So tune into that. You can follow us at Barbershare Scott, at Flows and Lini, at 79th and Hollis. Tune in Friday for the preview pod. Me and Dante be breaking it down. Patreon.com/Barbershare Network. We about here.